The defeat of the German offensive at Kursk in the summer of 1943 did not end the war on the Eastern Front, but it changed its direction with a force that neither side could ignore. Until that moment, Adolf Hitler and the German High Command had still hoped that one powerful blow might restore the strategic initiative lost after Stalingrad. Operation Citadel, the attack against the Soviet salient around Kursk, was designed to smash a large concentration of Red Army forces, shorten the German front, and prove that the Wehrmacht could still dictate the rhythm of the war in the East. Instead, the battle revealed a new reality. Germany could still fight with tactical brilliance, inflict terrible losses, and defend with discipline, but it could no longer impose its will across the vast killing ground of the Soviet-German war. After Kursk, the Eastern Front became less a contest over who would strike next and more a relentless Soviet drive to push Germany backward, mile by mile, river by river, and city by city, until the war itself reached the borders of the Reich. The transformation after Kursk was not immediate in the sense of a single collapse. The German army did not suddenly disintegrate, nor did Soviet victory become easy or inexpensive. The fighting that followed was some of the most brutal and exhausting of the entire conflict. Yet the strategic initiative had passed decisively to Joseph Stalin, the Stavka, and the commanders of the Red Army. From the late summer of 1943 onward, Soviet offensives followed one another with growing confidence. They were not always perfectly executed, and they often cost enormous casualties, but they reflected a military machine that had learned through catastrophe. The Red Army of 1941, shattered by encirclements and surprise, had become the Red Army of 1943, capable of coordinating armor, artillery, infantry, engineers, air power, deception, logistics, and partisan warfare across enormous distances. This was the great difference after Kursk. The Soviets were no longer merely surviving German assaults. They were shaping the campaign. For Germany, the aftermath of Kursk brought a grim strategic dilemma. The Wehrmacht still occupied immense territories in the Soviet Union, including much of Ukraine, parts of Belarus, and positions guarding the approaches to the Dnieper River. These territories were valuable not only for military depth but also for food, coal, industry, rail lines, and prestige. Hitler was determined to hold them, partly because he believed that retreat invited political weakness and partly because the Nazi war in the East had always been a war for land, resources, and racial empire. However, the practical situation was deteriorating. German manpower reserves were shrinking, armored formations were being worn down, fuel was increasingly scarce, and the Western Allies had landed in Sicily in July 1943, opening another crisis in the Mediterranean. The war was no longer only an Eastern struggle fought on Germany's terms. It was a multi-front emergency, and the Eastern Front demanded more men and machines than Germany could afford to lose. The Soviet response after Kursk was rapid and ambitious. In August 1943, the Red Army launched major offensives aimed at Oro, Belgorod, and Kharkov, turning the German defeat at Kursk into a broader retreat. Operation Kutuzov, directed against the German-held Oro salient north of Kursk, had already begun while Operation Citadel was failing. This was significant because it showed how Soviet planning had matured. Rather than waiting passively for the German attack to end, the Soviets absorbed it, weakened it, and then struck at the shoulders of the front. To the south, Operation Rumyantsev targeted Belgorod and Kharkov, both symbolically and operationally important. Kharkov, one of the great industrial cities of Ukraine, had changed hands multiple times during the war, becoming a kind of measuring point for fortune on the southern front. When Soviet forces retook it in August 1943, the victory announced that the German summer gamble had failed completely. Even so, the German retreat after Kursk was not a rout.